This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
And now the weather, 150 degrees out, relative humidity 110%, or so it seems in some places. What a perfect time to queue up a feature story on ski slopes. That's the trend. Head to the slopes in the summer. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
5 years ago, the owners of Snow King Ski Resort in Jackson, Wyoming, had a problem. Business was terrible. Ryan Stanley is the resort's manager.
They were looking to give the ski resort away for free to anybody who would keep it going, and they couldn't even put a deal together where they could give it away for free, essentially.
To save the place, resort owners decided to double down on the only thing that was actually making money, warm weather activities. Like many ski resorts, Snow King uses public land, and a few years ago, the feds loosened regulations on what they can use it for. Now, Snow King is building a roller coaster, a zip line, and a new restaurant.
So parents can come drop the kids off to ride the coaster or the slide and have a beer or a burger or whatever.
Okay, so Snow King's a scrappy little resort, but it has had something in the winter season, decent snow. A lot of its bigger competitors in states like, say, California, not so much of late.
Polar ice sheets in Greenland are melting.
CO2 levels have continued the steady rise.
What does it mean right now when snow plows park and ski lifts stop?
Michael Berry is the president of the National Ski Areas Association. He says the average number of days open at ski resorts in the Pacific Northwest fell by 30% last year for lack of snow. From California to New Hampshire, climate change has got ski resorts taking a hard look at their business model.
With the increased variability, we need to guarantee that we have different forms of revenue, and summer provides us with that opportunity.
Berry adds that summer activities are just solid business sense. It evens out a resort's revenue stream and helps keep quality employees who might otherwise move on after the snow melts. That makes sense to Jackson Hole Mountain Resort in Wyoming. It got a ton of snow the last few seasons, but it's still upping its summer game. Take mountain biking. It's grown by 10% a year here for the last 5 years.
My whole family is here, and his family is 25.
12-year-old Madeline Crampy is here from out of state. She's enjoying the new ropes course with the zip line at the end. So I give it a try.
Feet down.
She wasn't impressed.
What kind of grade would you give me?
B minus.
Harsh. Still, this summer, ski resorts want all the visitors they can get, even ones as uncoordinated as me. In Jackson Hole, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.